This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 3rd. Well, we got a little bit of a reprieve after just getting pummeled on Friday following the stocks and small grain summary reports. Wheat market surging into new lows. On Monday, we come back, we get about half of that loss back. So a respectable move, bull spreads working. So, you know, the market trying to recover from a shellacking last week. Wheat exports for last week came in at 398,000 tons. That was down 88,000 from the week prior. For the marketing year to date, we're running at 6.06 million tons, which is down 2.5 from where we were a year ago. So that's part of the pressure we're seeing in the wheat space, even despite the short crop and short crops going on around the southern hemisphere. You know, our exports are just not even what they were last year. Last year wasn't all that much to crow about. So we're not seeing a lot of export business, and that is clearly having a drag on wheat prices. On the planting progress report yesterday, winter wheat planting's at 40%. That's up 14 points from last week, and it's 7 points ahead of the average. Corn harvest at 23% is up 8 points from last week. Soybean harvest also at 23% is up 11 points over last week. Sovicon reporting that Russia's wheat exports in September were 5.1 million tons. That's up 200,000 over August exports, and it's up 900,000 from a year ago in September. So that's another reason why the wheat market has been so weak, is you're seeing very aggressive exports coming out of Russia. They've had big crops the last 2 years in a row, and they are having great success moving that wheat out of the country. The European crop monitor Mars increased the Russian wheat production for this year up 3 million tons, which is a big adjustment this late in the year, taking them up to 89.7 million tons. USDA still has them at 85. So everybody's above USDA's projections as they were last year. So while USDA continually underestimates Russia's production, we're seeing the results of the reality and what everybody else is looking at, two big crops in a row just continually pressuring the market. But it's worth noting that, you know, Russia has a floor price. They appear to be adhering to it, and they're still moving a lot of wheat out. They may not be competing in the Egyptian business, but they are moving a lot of wheat to other regions of the world and clearly are the most competitive outside of that North Africa market. So it appears that the buyers are willing to step up here. The market's just been, you know, pummeled over the last 2.5 months. It's lost over $2.50, and it's just been, again, just a bloodbath in the wheat space. Corn and soybeans appear to be stabilizing, especially corn. It was up fairly strong yesterday. It's been basing sideways for a couple months. Even as we work our way through a pretty decent corn crop for the harvest, it's still holding together pretty well. So that's a very good sign that the market is managing to hold together, even though, you know, we're still about a quarter of the crop has been harvested. Usually you see most of your harvest pressure come in early. But farmers are being pretty tight-fisted. They're storing as much as they can. They'll probably fill up all the bins before they have to move any to town. With the price break that corn has seen, and wheat as well, they're going to try to store as much as they can. So I think that, you know, corn, you want to be careful about getting too bullish yet, but it is a positive sign that we're holding together well, and ultimately that would help support the wheat space as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.